Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Megillah, Daf Gimel, the first parak, Megillah Nikreis. The Zichud Zechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichud Chabura. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, and some say it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the Targum of the Torah was composed by Onkelos the Ger, who learned it from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Targum of the Nevim was composed by Yonas and Muziel, who learned it from Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. And when he composed it, Nizda Azah, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shook over an area that is 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and a baskel called out, Mi uzeh shegilos Yisrael v'nei Adam? Who is this that has revealed my secrets to b'nei Adam? Yonas ben Uziel stood up and said, I was the one who revealed your secrets. Galil yadu v'nelcho, it's revealed and known to you. Shalu chvodi asisi, that I did not do it for my honor, nor for the honor of my father's house. Elo chvodcha asisi, shalu yirba malchokas b'Yisrael. Rather, I did it for your honor, that malchokas should not increase in Yisrael. Rashi explains that since many of the psukim are difficult to understand, he explained them to avoid machokas in their interpretation. He then wanted to reveal the targum of ksuvim, but a baskel called out, Dayecho, you've done enough. Why was he stopped from revealing the targum? Mishim de'is be'ketz Mashiach, because it has within it a reference to the end of days when Mashiach will come. Point number two, it's taught in a b'raisa. Kohanim be'avodasanu levim be'duchanam Yisrael be'ma'adan kun mevatin avodasanu uvan v'shmo mikra megillah. Kohanim involved in the avoda, and levim while in the duchan. And Yisraelim in their Mamad, all of them must leave their avoda and come to listen to the reading of the Megillah. The Talmud Chachamim from the Yeshiva Rebbe relied on this then here to teach. Shemavatin Talmud Torah v'embad lishmo mikra Megillah. That one must abandon one's Torah learning and go to hear the reading of the Megillah, as it's a Kal v'chomer from avoda. Ma avoda shehi chamura mevatlinan. Talmud Torah v'kol shekein. Just as avoda, which is a very strict case, must be stopped to hear the Megillah, then all the more so Talmud Torah, which is not as strict, must be stopped here in the Megillah. When the Gemara challenges this notion, given that the Malach came to rebuke Yehoshua during the siege of Yericho for Bittul Torah, even though he also had neglect to bring the afternoon Talmud, indicating that Talmud Torah is more chamor, the Gemara answers, Had the Rabbi, had the Yochid. The case of Yeshua involved Bittul Torah of many. As Rashi explains, the whole nation didn't study, whereas the ruling from the Yeshiva Rabbi was referring to the Torah learning of an individual. And point number three, Rabbi Shuban Levi said, Krach v'kol samachlo, v'kol nira imo nidon k'chrach. A walled city and all that is near it and everything that can be seen with it is judged as a walled city. A Tana taught that all that is required is one of these conditions to be judged as a walled city. The Gemara asks that what's understandable that there can be a town seen from the city, even though it's not close, such as in the case of a town on top of a mountain, how can it be a case of an open town that is near the city but cannot be seen with it? Rabbi Yirmi answered, Shiyosheva's benachal. It can happen when the town is located in a valley. In such a case, the city cannot see the town. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yirmi said, and some say it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the Targum of the Torah was composed by Onkelos the Ger, who learned it from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Targum of the Nevim was composed by Yonas and Muziel, who learned it from Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. And when he composed it, Nizda Azah, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shook over an area that is 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and a baskel called out, Mi uzeh shegilos Yisrael v'nei Adam? Who is this that has revealed my secrets to b'nei Adam? Yonas and Muziel stood up and said, I was the one who revealed your secrets. Galil yadu v'nelcho, it's revealed and known to you. Shalu chvodi asisi, that I did not do it for my honor, nor for the honor of my father's house. Rather, I did it for your honor, that Malchokas should not increase in Yisrael. Rashi explains that since many of the psukim are difficult to understand, he explained them to avoid Malchokas in their interpretation. He then wanted to reveal the Targum of Ksuvim, but a baskel called out, Dayecho, you've done enough. Why was he stopped from revealing the Targum? Mishim de'is be'ketz Mashiach, because it has within it a reference to the end of days when Mashiach will come. Point number two is Tana Braisa, Kohanim ba'avodasan, v'levim b'duchanan, Yisrael ba'ma'adan, v'kulon mevatin avodasan, uvan lishmo mikra Megillah. Kohanim involved in the avoda, and levim while on the duchan, and Yisraelim in their ma'amad, all of them must leave the avoda and come to listen to the reading of the Megillah. The Talmud Chachamim from the Yeshiva Rebbe relied on this din here to teach, Shemavatin Talmud Torah uvan lishmo mikra Megillah, that one must abandon one's Torah learning and go to hear the reading of the Megillah, as it's a Kal v'chomer from Avoda. Ma Avoda shehi chamura mevatlinan, Talmud Torah v'kol shekein, just as Avoda, which is a very strict case, must be stopped to hear the Megillah, then all the more so Talmud Torah, which is not as strict, must be stopped to hear the Megillah. When the Gemara challenges this notion, given that the Malach came to rebuke Yehoshua during the siege of Yericho for Bittul Torah, even though he had also neglected in bringing the afternoon Talmud, indicating that Talmud Torah has more chamur, the Gemara answers, Had the Rabbim had the Yochid. This case of Yeshua involved Bittul Torah of many, as Rashi explains that the whole nation did not study, whereas the ruling from the Yeshiva Rabbi was referring to the Torah learning of an individual. And pointing with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Krach, v'kol ha-samuchlo, v'kol ha-nir imo, nidon k'krach. A walled city and all that is near it, and everything that can be seen with it, is judged as a walled city. Atana taught that all that is required is one of these conditions to be judged as a walled city. The Gemara asks that while it's understandable that there can be a town seen from the city, even though it's not close, such as in the case of a town on top of a mountain, how can there be a case of an open town that is near the city but cannot be seen with it? Rabbi Yirmiyah answered, Shiyoshev es benachal. It can happen when the town is located in a valley. In such a case, the city cannot see the town. All right, so now we go to Simmer Dav Gimel, and our standard simmon is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, were heading towards the town on top of the mountain that had a reading on the 15th, like the walled city off in the distance. Once again, in slow motion. The caravan of camels, that must be more in Dav Gimel, gamal. The caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, which reminds us that the ground shook when Yonos and Uziel composed the Targum Levim, and the Baskel came out and said, Mihu zeh shegilas esrael v'nei Adam, who is this that has revealed my secrets in v'nei Adam? And that Yonos and Uziel responded that he didn't do it for his honor, but for Hashem's honor, so machlokas should not increase in Yisrael. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim, to hear the Megillah, which reminds us that the Yeshiva Rebbe learned at Kal Vachomer that since we're Mavatl the Avoda for Kohanim Levim to go here, creates a Megillah, then Kal Vachomer, that Talmid Chachamim must leave their learning to hear it. And that the case with the Yeshua who was rebuked by a Malch for being Mavatl Talmud Torah, instead of his being Mavatl the afternoon Talmud, was different because that involved the Talmud Torah of the Rabbin. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, were heading towards the town on top of the mountain that had a reading on the 15th, like the walled city off in the distance. Which reminds us, a walled city and all that is near it and everything that can be seen with it is judged as a walled city. Atana taught that all that is required is one of these conditions to be judged as a walled city. A case of a town seen from the city, even though it's not close, is when you have a town on top of a mountain, and a case of an open town that's near the city but cannot be seen with it is when the town is located in a valley. In such a case, the city cannot see the town. So once again, the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, were heading towards the town on top of the mountain that had a reading on the 15th, like the walled city off in the distance. All right, now it's time for a four blah chazara. Daf Chavtes. So the simmer Daf Chavtes is a cot. So here goes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, cot, that must be more Daf Chavtes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, which reminds us of Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the people cried on the night of Tisha B'Av upon hearing the spies report, Atem bechisim bechir shalchinam, bani kovei lachem bechila doors. You cried a crying for no reason. Therefore I shall fix for you on this day a crying for generations. So, while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbors started to light their toy temple on fire, which reminds us that on the 9th of Av, close to evening, the Beis HaMikdash was set on fire, and it continued to burn the entire day of the 10th of Av. Based on this, that the Beis HaMikdash burned primarily on the 10th of Av, Rabbi Yochanan said that had he lived in that generation, he would have fixed the fast day on the 10th of Av. But the Rabban fixed on the 9th because, as Chalata Tabanusa Adifa, it's better to fix the day based on the start of the tragedy. So, while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbor started to light their toy temple on fire, knowing he would be spared in court during the month of Av. Which reminds us that we learned Kashem Shemiknikness Av Mat Mesimcha, Kach Meshiknis Adar Marbim Mesimcha. Just as when Av begins, we diminish our simcha, so too when other begins, we increase our simcha. Papa said, therefore, when a Jew has a court case in a non-Jewish court with a Nachri, he should avoid him during the month of Av when a Jew's muzzle is bad and should make himself available to go during Adar when his muzzle is good. Daf Ramadov, so the simmer Daf Ramadov is a judge because it relates to the word law. So here goes. After the judges, that must be one Daf Ramadov, law. After the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed, which reminds us that the Mishnah on Daf Chavvav Amun Beis stated regarding Tubav and Yom Kippur, that they are days when the young maidens of Yerushalayim would go out dressed in white borrowed garments so as not to embarrass someone who did not have one. On this daf, the Gemara brings a brisa of which daughter would borrow from whom, such as the Melech's daughter would borrow from the Kohen Gadol's daughter. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed, and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the man, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that teaches what the young maidens would say to the men who came out to find a wife. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed, and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the men, They sat down in a circle together and davened for the future salvation, which reminds us that in the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a circle for the tzaddikim, and he will sit between them in the middle of a circle in Gan Eden, and each one of them will point with his finger towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it says in the Pasuk, he should say on that day, behold, this is our God. We hope to him, and he saved us. This is Hashem to whom we hope for. Nagiyo v'nismach av Yeshua, so let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Daf Beis. So the Siman Daf Beis is a house. So here goes. The mobile Megillah reading house. House? That must mean we're on Daf Beis. Bias. The mobile Megillah reading house, which was open from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, which reminds us that two different psukim are brought as a source that the Megillahs read on other days besides the 14th and 15th of Adar. Either it's from Bizmanehem, in their times, or from the Pasuk, Kiyamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim, like on the days that the Jews rested, referring to the 14th and 15th, when the Jews rested from their enemies, Yamim Kiyamim, by writing like the days, the Pasuk's teaching that there are other days like the days mentioned in the Pasuk. So, the mobile Megillah reading house, which was opened from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for how we know the Megillah is read in Krakim and Mukafim Chomim Yemosi Yeshua Ben Nun on the 15th from the fact that the Ari Prazos read it on the 14th. And then it brings the Hekesh of Zechira to Asiya to teach that just as the cities that are surrounded by walls celebrate on the 15th, they also recall the Nais by reading the Megillah on the 15th. So the mobile Megillah reading house, which was open from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, had its name written on the side of it, with an open mem written at the beginning and a closed samech written at the end, which reminds us that the forms of the letters at Menatzbach did exist at the time of Har Sinai, but it was forgotten which form comes in the middle of a word and which one comes at the end. Therefore, the Nevi'im reestablished where to write each form. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.